With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Sprague Fire, which prompted an evacuation order over the weekend that included the Lake McDonald Lodge in Glacier National Park, has grown to nearly 13,500 acres. Flathead County firefighters joined the park's fire management team today and yesterday in fortifying defenses for the historic century-old lodge, which is situated about a mile from the blaze. Diane Sine is a spokeswoman for the Sprague Fire.
They have sprinklers in place. They were covering the vents and trying to take care of the structure itself.
Sine says the high winds, which contributed to this weekend's increased fire activity, are predicted to be pretty still for the next few days.
That's in our favor as far as that smoke cover, probably keeping our temperatures down just a couple of degrees. But then the challenge with that is, of course, air quality. It is going to be smoky. That's going to affect visibility, and that does have the potential to impact our ability to have aircraft get in there on the fire.
An evacuation order remains in effect from the south end of Lake McDonald north to Logan Pass, including the North McDonald Road. This does not include the Apgar area. Logan Pass is still accessible from the east side of the park. The duration of the evacuation is unknown at this time. After doubling in size this past weekend, the Rice Ridge Fire burning near Seeley Lake has now scorched 108,000 acres. The fire has forced the evacuation of most of the town and postponed the start of the school year by a week. The classes for Seeley Swan High School students started today at the resort at Paws Up near Greeno, about 22 miles south of Seeley Lake. There is a community meeting about the fire tonight at Ovando Elementary School gym at 6 p.m. Flathead County Commissioners issued a declaration of emergency today due to fire danger. The declaration authorizes the Flathead County Sheriff to compel evacuations, control traffic toward and from emergency areas, and close wildland areas during periods of extreme fire danger. It also allows emergency managers to spend funds from a special firefighting budget. The county administrator says there's roughly $260,000 in that fund. Flathead County declared a state of emergency in 2015 due to wildland fires that year. Plans for a water bottling plant outside Kalispell moved one step closer to fruition today. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality issued a wastewater discharge permit for the Montana Artesian Water Company. It's one of two permits the plant needs to open. The DEQ permit allows Montana Artesian Water to discharge wastewater from the building's temperature control system, as well as water used to rinse bottles prior to being filled. The DEQ added monitoring requirements that Artesian Water will need to develop and implement by November after receiving comments from more than 250 people. According to permit applications, the Montana Artesian Water Company's plant could bottle, ship, and sell nearly 192 million gallons of treated groundwater per year. At the Alice Creek Fire northeast of Lincoln, calm winds and cooler temperatures allowed firefighters to construct a new containment line west of Highway 200 today. Unfortunately, Information Officer Robin Broyles doesn't expect today's favorable conditions to last.
So we're doing everything we can to take advantage of the calmer weather.
Approximately 90 residents from three subdivisions in the Alice Creek Basin and Tom Gulch areas are still under evacuation orders.
With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. The Missoula County Sheriff has downgraded evacuation orders to evacuation warnings for approximately 429 homes affected by the Rice Ridge Fire. This includes areas east from Highway 83 from Cedar Street to Whitetail Drive. This includes Seeley Lake Elementary School and Seeley Swan High School. Residents should still be ready for a short notice evacuation order should conditions change. The Montana Governor's Office released its annual labor report today, touting economic growth and strength along with a low state unemployment rate. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Montana Department of Labor Commissioner Pam Busey joined Governor Steve Bullock in the Capitol Tuesday to release the report.
Montana has more workers than ever before, and over the last year, the state added almost 6,500 new jobs to our economy.
According to the labor report, Montana's unemployment rate last year was 4.1%, the 16th lowest in the nation.
It's a good report.
Bryce Ward is the Associate Director of the Bureau of Business and Economic Research at the University of Montana.
I mean, it suggests that Montana's economy, at least in the moment, is relatively healthy, or at least its labor market. You know, we see low unemployment, we see rising wages. There's lots of good stuff to look at if you're trying to evaluate the health of Montana's economy, at least you know, in the moment or in the recent past.
Montana's average annual wage increased by 1.6% last year to just under $41,000, the report says. Montana's average wage is 76% the national average. In the future, the labor report says Montana is headed toward a labor shortage as the baby boomer generation retires, leaving the smaller, younger generations unable to make up the difference. The State Department of Labor and Industry report says more workers could be found by increasing migration to the state, increasing the retention of graduates from Montana colleges, and updating employment practices to attract more workers into the labor force. Last month, Department of Labor Commissioner Pam Busey announced she would leave her post and move into the private sector. Her last day is Thursday. The favorable labor report from the Bullock administration comes as the state's own financial situation is facing hard times ahead, with projected $227 million shortfall and upcoming cuts across state agencies. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The Montana Free Press reports Montana Governor Steve Bullock and his re-election campaign have agreed to pay a $3,000 fine to settle a complaint that he did not timely file reports on campaign expenses stemming from his use of a state airplane for campaign purposes. The campaign earlier reimbursed the state more than $7,000 for campaign-related trips. Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.